friends, welcome to our podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
We're best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to Friends with a Twist, episode 11. Cruising right into these double digits.
Yay.
I am Kenzie. And just as a little refresher, in case you're joining us for the first time, I am married to Gary. And I am here with my wonderful co-host.
Oh, Madison. I didn't know if you were going to say my name.
Sorry, I don't know.
Yes.
Say my name.
So yes, I am Madison. I am married to the lovely Barry. Kenzie and I, we've been friends for what, maybe like 8 years now?
Yeah.
We met in the lifestyle on a random freaking hot date.
Yep.
It was the best day ever because here we are now.
Brought us together.
It was fate. Yes. And so yeah, now we're doing this thing, talking about all our experiences together. We've both been in the lifestyle probably a total of how many years would we say? Combined.
I think like 20 combined, yeah. 20 plus.
Probably plus now. The years fly by.
We've each been around the block a time or two, you know?
We're classy.
Yeah.
Classy, though. Yeah. So hopefully from this podcast, you know, we just like to talk about our experiences. We're not experts. We're not trying to give anyone advice here.
God,
but
no.
Hopefully you learn a lot, laugh a lot, and enjoy listening to us. Yay. So thank you all. We do have some social media. We have Twitter and Instagram. It's FWAT_podcast. And also our email, friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Thank you guys for all the lovely little messages you send us on any of those platforms. We really appreciate your feedback.
Absolutely.
You're the best.
Love you.
So we kind of have a little flow to all our episodes. So now I think we're going to go to our chick chat segment.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, let's roll.
Which we always start with a shot.
Woohoo! And tonight, special edition. We mixed it up a little, at least for this first shot. Yeah. So if you have listened for a while, you know we always do our tried and true fireball shots. But today we are doing Red Death because Madison and I had a little bit of a trip down memory lane on our as we were preparing for
yes.
tonight.
Yes.
Sorry,
we had a little road trip.
Words are hard here. So anyway, so in honor of that, we are doing a Red Death shot because it makes us think of college days.
Dancing and on the bars.
Young and free and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so raise a glass with us and here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yay.
Yeah, I need, hold on, I got it. It's going to take two sips. Oh.
So if you don't know what Red Death is, I don't, you'd have to Google it.
Ooh.
There's like one of everything. It's like vodka, SoCo, amaretto.
Orange
triple
juice.
Sec, orange juice, slow gin. I don't know. But it's really quite tasty. I'm probably not selling it, but it's good. But fear not, true friends. We will be back to the fireball before episode's end.
Yeah. So. What do we usually have like three maybe throughout an episode?
I don't know. I don't really like to count.
Okay. But I guess for this Chick Chat segment, we're going to talk about kind of what's going on in our sexy little lives.
Yeah.
We mentioned last episode that we're going to be going to Pod Bash.
Yes.
Down in Kissimmee, Florida. Is that right?
Yeah, Orlando.
Near Orlando.
Yes.
At Secrets.
Yes.
So we officially booked our flights. Our hotel was confirmed. I booked our rental car. Like, we are going.
Woo!
And it's October 21st through 24th. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure as it gets a little closer, we'll kind of talk about it a little bit more. But
yeah.
Hopefully we get to meet some of you listeners there maybe, and definitely meet some really awesome other podcasters as well. So we're excited about that.
Can't wait.
Kenzie, do you want to talk about what's new with you guys or do you want me to go first?
let me go first because I feel like my...
We'll end on a positive note.
Yeah,
then.
My stuff is not quite that exciting.
Okay. Oh.
But perhaps valuable. I don't know. Okay. But yeah, you can like, you can bring us back up here. So I'll be brief because we're not trying to be Debbie Downers here. But the reality of the lifestyle is like not every day is roses and sunshine.
No.
So we are keeping it real. Gary and I met a couple, actually several times, like over a little bit of time now, but I haven't talked about them because it has been a little bit of a an evaluation process. I wasn't like really sure if they were like a great match, but there was nothing absolutely terrible that made me say, like, oh my gosh, no, I won't meet these people again.
So that's why you kept meeting them.
Yeah. Okay. So we met them a total of 3 times is what it comes out to. Because again, like, you know, not every day is the Super Bowl, and that's fine, but I wasn't really sure if we were going to be a great match with these people. Hmm. But like, you know, sometimes you need more than one meeting. So we met them out at a party, like at a lifestyle club, and just briefly like chatted and danced a little bit for, I don't know, like maybe an hour or something. Like it was towards the end of the night, like whatever.
Okay,
fine. Like that was fun enough to say like, sure, like let's meet up again. So the second time we met for dinner, just, you know, out, normal vanilla restaurant, like nothing crazy. But again, just like a little bit of that, like kind of get to know you, like what are you thinking about? Like what's your story kind of stuff. And we learned that they are really, really new to the lifestyle, which is not good nor bad nor anything. But
yeah, we all start somewhere.
Put this in context. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So at that second meeting, we were sort of trying to have some conversation about like, what are you interested? Like, what do you think you're comfortable with? Like knowing that they were new, but just trying to understand kind of where they were coming from, what they were looking for. Totally just, you know, so reasonable. We know, yeah, we can like respect their boundaries or whatever if it got to that point.
Yeah.
In that conversation, Gary and I sort of picked up on the fact that they kind of seem to struggle to answer that question.
Like what they're interested in or into?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-oh.
And again, you know, like hindsight's 20/20 all the time. Like that was a little concerning.
So like communication might be questionable.
Yeah, might be.
Or like their intentions.
Of, or yeah. Hmm. In terms so, of, go ahead.
Yeah. So like what types of answers do they give you when you ask that question? Like what did the one say or what did the girl say? What did the guy say? Because they didn't like match up, you're saying?
Well, yeah. Or, I mean, like I remember her talking about how she thought it would be fun to watch him in a threesome.
Oh, okay.
But like him with 2 women, but she was going to watch it happen. So in my head, I'm like, where is this other woman coming from? And then like he talked about like, yeah, like a threesome would be great. I would love that. And I was like, okay, like, well, then we're not what you want. Like, and again, I didn't say that to them, but in my head, I'm just thinking like, this might not quite
be
the right.
Couples?
Yeah. Like what's happening? We had talked to them about just doing like same room parallel play.
Okay.
Like maybe that would be a good place to start. Like see if you're comfortable with that. Just like having other bodies in the room with you or, you know, like forget like watching your partner do things. Just like, are you comfortable like with that
point? Yeah.
But I don't know. Like that didn't really seem of interest to like, I don't know. It was just we got kind of some weird vibes. But anyway, so we met like a 3rd time ultimately.
Wow. I can't believe you kept meeting.
Oh, I know. I don't know. Gary's like the silver lining guy.
Oh, okay.
Like I would probably pull the plug on a lot of things a lot sooner.
That's a good point.
But Gary is sort of like, oh, let's just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we met them a 3rd time. It was kind of a disaster. Everybody was drunk. They were vomiting. It was not good.
Oh, no. Where did you meet them that time?
Oh, we had them at our house.
Oh, no.
And then, like, they ended up, like, staying over because they were all drunk. And, like, it just – and then, like, we all get up in the morning. And, of course, like, do-gooder Gary, like, oh, would you like a cup of coffee? So then, like, we sit and have a fucking cup of coffee with them. And I'm like, get these people out of my house. Like, the shit?
Oh, Gary.
So anyway, so they were not a match. Uh-huh. And honestly, I think beyond one sort of obligatory, like, did you guys make it home okay? Mm-hmm. You, like
text.
Yeah, that's it. We haven't heard from them since. We haven't reached out. I'm going to assume it's kind of maybe a mutual understanding of, like, this is not a good fit.
Yeah.
And I mean, I will say, I think there is something to be said for giving people maybe that like second chance or whatever. Like the first time we met, it was very brief. So, you know, like we kind of wanted to meet again and kind of see.
True.
But yeah, I mean, obviously like you and your partner are going to have to determine like what your kind of limit is or where that line is. But yeah, for us, it was not a match.
Well, at least you kept trying. Yeah, I guess that's good for you. I'm not sure I would have made it that far with them, but I'm proud of you for trying and trying and trying.
Yeah.
Hey, we talk about the good and the bad. It's okay here.
Yeah, keeping it real. So
it's all fair. I'm friends with a twist.
All right. So Madison, it's up to you to like pick this party back up. Sorry, guys.
Woo. Okay, so recently, Barry and I, we tried out a new swing club
in
northern New Jersey. Okay. It was a little bit of a drive for us, but we went for their opening weekend.
Ooh.
And I was very pleasantly surprised.
Nice. Ooh, and for an opening weekend even.
Right, I know. I was really worried about that.
Yeah. But, good deal.
It's called Charisma. So it's like a private standalone building. It was very like nice. They're still working on it. This was, I guess, phase one of the opening.
Okay.
They're going to have an upstairs they're finishing up. They're going to have an outside with pools and hot tub. Like, it seems really awesome. Like, kind of resort style, but like, they're never going to have rooms for you to stay over, that type of thing. But they had good music. They had, it's a typical like BYOB place. Met a lot of fun, sexy people there.
Ooh,
like,
good.
It's definitely, there was a lot of open play. There are private rooms, but we definitely saw people out and about doing their thing. Barry and I did not play this time, but I'm hoping in the future we'll go back and maybe have the opportunity. But we were just kind of like feeling it out this weekend.
Sure.
So that was cool. I definitely would recommend it. And I think we're going to go back. Maybe we can convince you guys to go with us. But we'll see. Ooh, so Barry and I, we met a new single male this week. Yes.
Nice.
It was kind of spontaneous. It was actually just 2 days ago.
hot off the presses, folks.
Seriously. So Barry, he had to go away, overnight for something, like for work. So he knew he was going to be away for 2 days this weekend. So before he left, we put up a hot date. We're like, why not? Let's just try to see if we can get out and meet somebody before he goes. Honestly, I was initially just looking to maybe meet another couple. I just feel like sometimes that's a little bit less stressful for me, like less attention on me.
Yeah.
It's me, myself. But we put a hot date up. We probably got like 20 plus messages. Majority single males. So I looked through, narrowed it down to two, then we narrowed it down to one.
Ooh.
And we were like, screw it, let's just send him a message. He might say no.
Yeah.
We told him, like, we have to be up early the next day because Barry had to travel.
What made him the winner? Like, how did he make the cut as you were like, we're whittling down contestants?
Well, his response, I know, that's what it feels like. Honestly, his response wasn't just like, hey, it wasn't just a photo. It
an
wasn't
like an emoji.
Just some stupid, no, thankfully no one did that. No dick pics, but this
one
guy responded to our hot date and it was from a couple's page, but it just said, hey, and then it was a photo of just the guy. Like, I know some people do that, but like, if it's a couple page, like, usually I'm, that's not really my thing.
Right. You expect, yeah.
So, and honestly, we did, the hot date we put out, it was for couples, single females or single males. Yeah. And it just said, we want to get out with like-minded.
Equal opportunity.
Yes.
Loving. Yes.
We're there for everybody. We're like, we just want to get out for drinks with like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sure.
We didn't say we want to like fuck tonight, like be at our house at 9:30 or something.
Yeah.
So.
Already have the condom on. Like,
So, so this guy, honestly, I chose him because, well, he looked good. His profile was half decent. Okay. He had some certs.
All right. What did he look like?
Well,
like, what could you tell from his profile picture? We can just do that.
Yeah. And honestly, I didn't even see any dick pics. I don't know what his dick looks like.
Oh,
so
shit.
To be continued.
part two.
But he, okay, he's a little bit shorter than me. Not ideal, but you know, it's okay. Not everyone is tall. I get it. I'm just a giant myself. Or I feel like I'm a giant. So he's a little bit shorter than me. Tan skin. He had like a nice shape, clean shaven, like beard, little.
Okay. Well maintained.
Yeah, well maintained. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Jacked. Like, he definitely has muscles. He works out. You could tell that for sure.
Good stuff.
And just his photos were like decent photos. Like we've talked about in the past, you could see his full face.
Yeah.
Like they were in clean settings. Even him at the beach. Like just beautiful, nice photos.
Yeah.
And you know what another plus was? When he showed up at, we just went to a local bar.
Yeah.
He was wearing one of the shirts from his pictures, and that's how I knew it was him, like right when he walked in. I'm like,
that's pretty
you
smart.
Look just like your photo.
Yeah.
Thank God. So that was cool. I honestly couldn't tell at first if he was like interested in us, but then Barry later said, I think sometimes single guys are just unsure how flirty to like be with a couple off the bat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So by the end of the night, like we were clicking, I was feeling good. I was like cracking jokes like crazy. I don't know. I was just on point. Not to toot my own horn, but like, I was just like ready to mingle.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not always that way. So we just ended the night. We plan to meet each other again.
Yeah.
I told him maybe this weekend if we end up going out somewhere, but if not, definitely in the near future.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm excited to hopefully have a good juicy story for you guys sometime soon.
Is there any reason? I mean, I know you had already said, like, you guys had to, I think, like, work the next day or get up early and stuff. Yeah. Like, if it had been a Friday night, maybe, like, do you think it would have gone, like, further or?
Oh, totally. Yeah. We probably would have just invited him back.
Yeah.
he had to be up at, like, 5. I think he said he gets up for work the next day.
Yeah.
Because this was a Thursday night. And Barry had to get up to leave at, like, 7 a.m. So we didn't want it to be an all-night thing.
Sure.
But. So we casually ended the night, maybe like 9:30-ish, and just went our separate
ways.
Totally
respectable.
Yeah.
Like a good night kiss or anything?
You know, I really thought about it. Mm. But when I hugged him, I like gave him, you know, that little cheek kiss, but like uncomfortably close to the side of the lip.
Oh, okay. So all right.
I think he kind of turned, like he would have definitely done it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, we were standing at a regular restaurant in front of the window where people were dining. So
yeah, well.
I always feel like I wonder what people, like, I don't know how many people out there know about swingers,
mm-hmm.
but, like, what people think when they see, like, a girl and just, like, two guys.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess it's very normal. But
right. Yeah, it's not that out of the ordinary.
Because I know what the scenario is. I'm always like, oh, my God, what if people
Everybody's,
think?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I purposely didn't dress, like, overly crazy, crazy sexy. I had on this little bodycon dress, like a tight black short dress with short sleeves.
Yeah.
And then just a jean jacket and like sparkly little flats. But
fancy.
But like it was just short enough. Honestly, I thought about just flashing my ass when we walked out. But then again, like I said, there were other diners there, so
they would have loved it
next time. But I'm honestly really excited to meet him again soon. So
Excellent.
We've been kicking and kinda talking a little bit since then.
Oh great. Oh, can't wait to hear more.
So good stuff. Yeah.
Right.
It never hurts to just randomly get out there. Honestly, right? I think that's when me and Barry have the best times. That's how we met you guys.
Just put it
on a freaking whim.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it, people. Go for it.
Anything else or should we wrap this up and move it along?
Yeah, I think we should do a shot and move on.
Ooh, yeah. I like that idea. All right, friends. Hang on. Sit tight. We will be right back for our Life and the Lifestyle segment. Hey friends, so we are back for our Life in the Lifestyle segment, and normally in this segment we try to tackle things that you're gonna encounter in the lifestyle that isn't necessarily always like a good, juicy, sexy story, but just some of like the things on the periphery maybe that you're gonna experience. But starting last episode, in episode 10, we started a little bit of a mini series, if you will, to kind of break down sort of the steps to getting into the lifestyle. So last time we talked about even just where to start, how to start, and we really emphasized communicating with your partner, and we're going to build on that today, and we want to talk a little bit about kind of taking that next step.
Mm-hmm.
So you took a deep breath and dove in and had the conversation with your partner, and he or she or they said, yes, that sounds cool. Like, where do we go from here? So that's what we want to talk about a little bit today, is kind of that next step. You're both on board with this idea, but how do you maybe move it forward?
You are ready for more.
Woo! So to that end, we put out a survey on Twitter. So we said, what are the most common misconceptions of those who decide to enter the lifestyle? And we gave the choices. Swingers will fuck anyone. They're not satisfied in their marriage. All swingers are kinky mofos or other. And the way that it broke down is actually the idea that swingers will fuck anyone came in number one with 47% of the vote. Not satisfied in their marriage was 41%. All swingers are kinky, 11%, and then 1% other. And we got a couple comments kind of reflecting some of those ideas, I think. But a couple commented that they've been told that they must not be satisfied with each other or in their marriage. And also, additionally, they had the experience where people assume that the male half of the couple, it was his idea and he got them into it, when in fact it was actually the missus who initiated.
Yeah.
And I think that is probably true more than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another comment where that common misconception of, you know, thinking that people are just going to jump into bed with anybody, and that's just really not the case. So, you know, trying to break down maybe some of those stereotypes and misconceptions. Clearly, I hope, if you've been listening to us, and the name of our podcast, our whole deal is typically we like to make some relationships and friendships with people. Mm-hmm. Not always. None of us here are above, like, you know, a one night stand kind of thing.
God, no. Mm-mm.
But we enjoy that part of the lifestyle, that opportunity. Yeah. So yeah, so I don't think either of us feel like we'll just fuck anyone, anywhere, anytime. Like, I don't
no.
think that's really our.
Maybe sometimes I feel like I want to, but no, it's yeah, not I mean, our normal you know, thing.
A few more fireball shots and like, what else?
No, but I was going to say, based off of that poll, it was the common misconceptions about swingers.
Yeah.
Years ago, before I was one, I honestly think I used to think that too. Like, it was clearly people who were not satisfied together. The guy just wanted to fuck other people and like take advantage of like ethically like cheating in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly just kind of thought it was just that type of thing. So thankfully, I've learned it's usually, mostly, never anything like that.
Right.
But.
Right.
I thought it was interesting that it was kind of the common theme that other people have heard as well.
Yeah.
When we were kind of talking about this next part of the series, this is called the One Step at a Time series, yes. FYI. So for this, you know, for people who are ready for more, ready to take that next step, I was thinking kind of like, what is the first step that people do?
Yeah.
Possibly it's like Googling internet research sure. on like what a swinger is. So I Googled swinger. And to be honest, I thought I'd find a lot of shit.
Did your picture pop up?
It was the first thing up there.
First result.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Sorry. I don't know. The fireball just hit. I'm sorry.
Give Kenzie some water. No. No, but honestly, it wasn't that bad when I just typed in swinger. But when I scrolled down to the people also ask section, ooh, you know, there's questions
that's
listed.
That's always good. Yeah.
One of them was, is swinging good for a relationship? And the answer from Google was, it can add excitement for those who have a solid foundation of trust and connection. And I was like, wow.
Google knows their shit.
Like, it's so important, even with a couple that you mentioned earlier that wasn't, you didn't really have a connection with. Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure they had that solid communication foundation
right,
in this,
right,
like, this setting. And clearly, it's not helping them in the swinging world.
Yeah,
so,
I
think that's just important, either secure confidence in yourself if you're playing alone, or a solid foundation with your partner. And then another question someone asked was, what percentage of married couples swing? And this was a total estimate, but Google said 2-10% of married couples. So clearly not the majority.
Well, yeah.
Which I'm not really surprised by.
Yeah. And I bet it's closer to that 10 than 2, though, for
I
sure.
I think so. At least with how At many least. People we know, like... It's probably just not reported. Like, it's not like people take a poll. And like,
yeah, no one like stands
on the
up.
Census. I'm a swinger.
Exactly. Raise my hand real high. Here I am, swinging.
And you know that funny site, Urban Dictionary? Well, I think it's funny.
Oh, just, yeah, no, it's good.
Because that's where I look up a lot of the kid terms these days. Yep. So for swinger via Urban Dictionary, it said someone who dates or sleeps with multiple people at the same time. So I was like, does that mean like, they just think we're gangbanging all the time?
Right.
Or like we just sleep around regularly? Mm-hmm. I mean, both
happen. Can be true. Yeah.
But like, I think people still have that stigma just about swingers in general.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to kind of look that stuff up.
All helpful information. So, all right. So we thought one way to kind of approach this part of the series was to think about maybe like quote unquote safe ways to experiment. So again, we're kind of at this stage assuming you've had that conversation with your partner, you're both on board, but you're kind of just like, okay, so like, how do we move this forward?
You're ready for more. You've Googled it.
Yeah.
Now
you've Googled and made it all worse. And yes, yeah. Now you're ready.
But now probably the best way is to explore with your spouse first.
Yeah.
So these are kind of some things we've done personally, but some other ideas we have for you guys.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I might have mentioned this last time, but frankly, porn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, like, I feel like I used to be, like, anti-porn.
Me too.
I just didn't do it for me. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't really, like, understand it.
I was like, why does my partner, whoever I was dating at the time, why do they need this when they have me do it to them?
Yeah, like, hi, I'm
understand.
3D. Like, what?
Yes.
What? Yeah, I don't know.
That was back then.
Right. But, like, now I'll watch some porn. Anyway, I think porn in general, whatever kind of porn you want to explore, is one way to, again, like, kind of, like, test the waters a little.
Well, if you have a fantasy of maybe your first step, you want to be like a threesome or couple play, like search for that in porn and like just see how it flows. Like, how can it work? Like,
and keep in mind that it's porn.
Well, yeah.
It might not really be that in real life.
It'll be totally different. But like, you kind of get the idea.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still recommend just porn on the background when Barry and I are having sex sometimes. We just like to have it on in the background. Yeah. Sets the mood.
Nice. Good. If you, I don't know, if you aren't into porn, if you're, if you don't want like that visual stimulation, some sort of erotica, I think like reading something together or to each other or whatever is good. It doesn't have to be 50 Shades of Grey, obviously, but any kind, like those types of stories, I think like that's a good way to kind of just delve into, does this sound cool? Does that
fantasy
sound good?
Thinking. Yeah, exactly. Think about what you might want. Yeah.
Yeah. Going to strip clubs together, like, if you are in uncomfortable seeing your partner enjoy another person just visually, like that's something you might want to stop and think about and talk about. I know, again, like I just said, like I used to have a problem with strip clubs. And then the first time I went to one, I was like, oh my God, this is all that's happening. Like, oh, fuck, go be free. Like, whatevs. Like, I don't know. I had it like all weird in my head and shit. But yeah, like that can be fun because I think if you go to the right strip club, and I don't really have like a rubric for what makes the right strip club.
We kind of talked about that in a previous episode.
Well, yeah, like some like the women will be like glad that you're there and they'll like fawn on you a little. Like that's fun. Yeah. So yeah, like that can be a good way to, again, just kind of see how you feel about like that level of interaction.
Speaking of that like sexy environment, I think kind of helps ultimately. Yeah. Those are awesome. And I also think maybe a nude beach. We've done that. Have you done that?
Yeah, yeah.
I know the answer. Yes, you have. Yes, yeah. But I have. Like, well, honestly, when we've, Barry and I have gone to the nude beach, it hasn't been like, oh my God, these sexy people. Like, I just want to stare at all the time. I've seen a lot of like gay guys there. They're still wonderful to look at.
Sure.
But like, it's not necessarily we're going there to like find people, but just like being comfortable in your own skin and seeing other people like naked really like close to you. Like, it's just, that's a good way to kind of dip your toes and get into things a little bit.
I agree.
I don't know.
And then even just like dabbling maybe into like a little bit of like, I don't know if you would consider it exhibitionism, but just like wear that sexy dress out to have drinks or.
That can be hard.
Well, yeah. But like, or even if you can like, if it's safe, like, I don't know, walking back to your car, like, I don't know, like snap that sexy picture where you're like hiking up your dress or like pulling your like shirt down a little or like, I don't know, just like whatever little step it is for you is fine and cool and fun. Like, but maybe like test those boundaries a little bit in whatever way works for you.
This just something just popped in my head. I, you know how I said earlier we met that single guy out the other night? Mm-hmm. When we came home, obviously Barry and I, we had sex afterwards.
Obviously. But
I said to him, I was like, what if this was all we did? Like, we just went out and met people, got worked up because we thought it sounded fun, and then we just fucked each other. And he was like, yeah, I guess. That I mean, I'm sure people do that. Like, that's not really enjoyable to us ultimately, but like,
sure.
Just getting in a sexy environment together and then coming back and like, thinking about the fantasy of like what it could be really gets you.
Absolutely.
Gets you going.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I never really used to do it, but I guess chat rooms could be something too to kind of work on like communicating with other people or seeing how your spouse kind of communicates with others, see if you're comfortable with that. That can be a hard thing. And even going back to the strip club thing, I still to this day, sometimes if I see someone like super freaking hot on the pole, and I know Barry's super mesmerized, I'm kind of still a little jealous. I'm not going to lie. That doesn't go away. But, but like, you definitely get a little more comfortable with seeing your partner's eyes wander a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully that gives you a couple ideas to work with, just some ways to kind of test the waters that don't necessarily have to really even involve other humans at this point.
Yeah.
But just kind
of... you and your partner.
Yeah. Like, kind of looking at some of those boundaries and seeing what you're comfortable with.
Or just you yourself.
Yeah. And so I think kind of maybe part of that then is thinking about what kind of, I guess I'll say rules, but I don't know if that sounds like dodgy, like guidelines.
No,
that
you can call it rules. Well, they should be. They're your rules. Like, this is like what you're comfortable with.
Yeah. Now, I think my overarching idea about rules is that they can and probably will change over time.
Oh my God, yes.
But I think it's important to have them. I think it's important to talk about them along the way throughout your journey. I think it's important to recognize that they might change along the way.
Oh, everything evolves.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah. I think in terms of just kind of sharing like what our rules are, mm-hmm. I don't know, like, do you want to go first, Madison?
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, I think I'm confidently can say that our rules are pretty much the same. That's probably why we drive so well, just me and you. But generally, at this stage in our swinger career, our swinger lifestyle, Barry and I, we'd like to play together. We're just same room folks. I'm not ready to just let him go into another room and kind of not see what's happening.
Sure.
That doesn't do anything for me at this point. So we like to play together with others, but in the same area. condoms are a must. No water sports. Like I don't need crazy like pee or squirting or like, I don't need all that. If it happens, it happens. Yeah. But like, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
No anal with other men. I think I just like to have too much control, like when that happens.
Yeah.
And I have issues with like trusting new people, like respecting my limits. And then how about this? When I started in the lifestyle, do you know what my rule was?
I do. Do you want me to pretend like I don't?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What was your rule when you started?
So no kissing the other person was my rule.
All right. Too intimate.
Yeah. I was uncomfortable. I thought that kissing was too intimate with another person. So that was like a hard limit. And I think a lot of people thought I was crazy, like me and my partner at that time. I think they thought we were nuts. But now I'm a fucking megot whore. And I'm like, it's just fucking kissing. We're just having fun. Like, who cares? So see, perfect it example evolves. Of evolving.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess those are pretty much our main rules. And Barry and I, thankfully, we're very much go with the flow people. Mm-hmm. And if something gets a little uncomfortable, we just stop it in the moment. But how about you guys?
No, I mean, honestly, we have all the same rules.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of boring for you guys out there listening. But yeah, it's all the same. Like, we definitely want to be in the same room. I think for us, part of the enjoyment is having that shared experience.
Yeah.
And kind of like seeing the other person and like knowing what's going on and being able to like kind of check in with each other a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one for us.
Is there anything that like you and Gary are still testing the waters with, or something that you're definitely kind of working on?
For me, I would love to be a little bit more of a go with the flow kind of girl, because I don't think I always am. I don't know that that's like my norm, typical kind of thing. And I think that there are probably some experiences over the years that, you know, I'm sure that we've missed out on because I was like a little too hesitant or nervous or whatever it was.
So
think in some respects that's something that I don't know that I like really actively work on it as much as I should or could.
At least it's on your mind.
But it's like it's there. Like at least, you know, I kind of like will stop and think about it. But but that's kind of just one thing for me. But how about for like you or Barry?
The only thing I could really think of is that maybe I'm trying to work on being okay with playing with other couples without always having to have that like deep friendship connection.
Yeah.
Like I think I got spoiled with you guys. Like we started with that a little bit more and now I just kind of expect that. And I have to remember like we're just not going to maybe have that side of things with every couple, but it's okay to still have fun besides that. And I don't know. Sometimes I get in my head a little too much and I'm like, no, we got to wait. We're not friends yet. Like, I'm not comfortable yet. We got to wait to play. Mm-hmm. And I think I, again, miss out on opportunities just like you said.
Yeah.
So
I guess for me, I think kind of the takeaway from all this is obviously be communicating with your partner. That kind of is a takeaway from the first part of this series. But I also would advocate at some point, frankly, like you have to sort of like get up off the couch and experiment a little bit. Like you need to sort of take that step, whatever it's going to be for you and your partner that's comfortable, like reach out, send a message, send a chat, like just watch the porn. Yeah. I don't know, whatever it is, but like take that step and then again, communicate about what you thought, what you liked, what you didn't like. And you're just going to have to sort of take those steps along the way. I know some people prefer to just like jump in like bam. Like
wham, bam, thank you, man.
We're in it to win it. And if that's cool for you, do it. But like at some point, like you can think and talk and research as much as you want, but you're going to reach a threshold. Yeah. You got to try it and go forth and swing happily.
Try something sexy and new. That's our takeaway.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to refill these drinks. They're getting a little low and we're going to come back with our going deep segment. Bow, Kenzie's got a juicy story. All All right, we are back with our Going Deep segment. Ooh. We are now properly rehydrated, clearly. and Kenzie is going to share a little story about a little, I hope, a sexy little time she had with Gary and some others. Take it away, Kenzie.
No, so I was going to tell this story for this episode in particular because I feel like it kind of ties to some of what we've been talking about with the life and the lifestyle stuff. So I'm going sort of back in the archives for this one. This happened many years ago at this point. Gary and I had only had a couple soft swap experiences at this point with people that we didn't already know from life. Like we met them through the website, had drinks, whatever, like hot tub, like some boobs were grabbed kind of things, like pretty mild experiences at this point. So we were still testing the waters. We were still trying to figure out like what this was for us, what was good, what was not good. Like we're still evaluating. We go on vacation and we went to Couples Sans Souci in Jamaica.
Jamaica. Okay.
And there's a chain. I know in Jamaica, at least there's three. There is Sans Souci, Tower Isle, and there's one in a grill. I guess it's just Couples in a Grill. Anyway, they're couples only. They're adults only. They are not specifically lifestyle resorts. Mm-hmm. At least as I've only ever been to Couples Sans Souci. So, but as I understand it, each one of these three locations has a specific designated area where you can be nude. You can't be nude all over the damn resort, but in specific areas, you can be naked.
Okay.
And the deal with that, and I'm going to specifically go back to like Couples Sans Souci because that's where I was. They have a basically a separate beach. Mm-hmm. And they call it Sunset Beach because they have amazing sunsets there. Aww. But anyway, you can be naked there.
Okay.
And it's not even so much just like that you can be naked there. You have to be naked.
Oh, they enforce it.
Yes. Mm. Which is
so
a little.
So you did it. You
yes, did it. We did. It was intimidating, but it was also slightly comforting, I guess, because everybody was naked. So you just kind of felt like it evened the playing field, if you will.
Yeah.
And again, it's not a lifestyle resort. So that's.
So why didn't you guys want to go to a specific like lifestyle resort?
We were like too, I don't know. I bet I was too scared. Mm. I bet Gary would have gone if I like if I'm trying to think back at that time of our lives.
Yeah.
But this felt like a better kind of first-ish step for us.
Dip your toes a little.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were sort of ready for more, but not totally sure what that meant. So this was like a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. So like, again, kind of nice that like if you're going to be there, you have to be naked. And I can remember kind of the allure of this place is that there's also a main beach where you keep your clothes on. So kind of our deal going into this vacation was if we weren't comfortable with the nakedness, there was this other beach we could have gone
perfect.
To. So, like, it was a good way to kind of test the waters and, like, see what we wanted. So, anyway, there we are, loving it. 5 minutes in, like, whatevs. Like, you don't give a shit anymore because everybody's naked. And there's body types. There's all sizes, all ages, whatevs. Like, this does not even fucking matter anymore.
That's so cool.
So, it's fun. So, anyway, so there we are. We end up meeting a couple who we kind of clicked with. They were close in our age. They were both like attractive and fun. So we chatted with them during the day at the pool. I remember we had a couple dinners with them like in the evenings. Just like, you know, whatever, all on the up and up, like nothing really lifestyle at this point.
Okay, I was going to ask you, were they or that never like came up?
So it did eventually.
Okay.
But we were all four like pretty new to everything.
Oh, that's perfect.
So like in on one hand, yes, like kind of good because again, sort of like an even playing field.
No, true. Yeah.
But at the same time, a little bit of like nobody really knows what to do. So
make
it's just
the first
like
move. Yeah.
We're just going to, I don't know, we're going to let's see what happens. So anyway, really nice people. We clicked. We were having fun hanging out, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Nobody cares about that part. Ultimately,
what happened is,
so at this resort, they do like one night a week is like a beach theme dinner. Really nice. You know, like you can hear like the waves rolling on. Like it's wonderful. The ambiance. So like they have this little after party over at the beach. And that's where we are like connecting with this couple.
They
like,
were there too.
You
were
there. Yeah.
Okay. What? So can I ask like, what did you wear there? What did they wear there? What did they look like? Or were you just all butt ass naked?
No, we weren't naked. I think I still have the dress that I wore that night, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but I mean, nothing like super slutty necessarily, but it's kind of short.
Like short, tight dress.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. And this other couple, they're like your age too. Sorry, I'm like going back.
You're fine. Yeah, no, they were close to our age.
Okay, okay, fair.
So he had like a nicely like bald shaven head.
Mm. Oh, I love a good bald head.
Which like, yes, done correctly, I can totally appreciate.
Yeah.
But he was like pretty fair skinned.
Okay.
I think he was blonde.
Well, but like
where there was hair, it was very light. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, like really like attractive. Like he was like pretty like muscular, like strong. Like,
nice, nice.
He had like some heft, which I need. Like I need the guy to be a little heftier than me. So that was cool. She was beautiful, very petite, just like a very like she was...
Short and
she could have been a ballerina. Like she had a, she was like very
just tiny features.
Yeah, like not me at all. But a beautiful, lovely woman. Like dark hair, like me. Like fine, good, beautiful.
Okay. She wore a little sexy dress too.
Yes.
Do you wear heels? Yeah. Are you, because you're actually on the beach or no?
Well, no. I mean, I had them in my hand at that point when I was on the sand. But
got it.
Yes.
I'm picturing it now. Okay.
I'm like a sucker for heel. Like I am just a glutton for pain. Like I will wear heels all night and hate my life and just but because I think it looks good, so I just
it does.
Do it.
Fucking hot. Yeah.
Oof. Anyway, but yeah, on the sand, like no, I can't.
So you're,
I'm not that advanced.
You're both holding your heels. You're in sexy little dresses. The night is young. What happens? Okay.
So there we are on this beach in Jamaica. You hear like the water lapping. Just like this beautiful fucking amazing setting. Like it's not really going to get any better than that in the swing lifestyle. And like, so there was clear interest between people and partners and like that kind of four-way connection. So he, like the other male.
Yeah.
And I guess for sake of conversation, I'll call them Mike and Erica.
Mike we'll and just Erica. Go with that. Okay, this will make it easier. Yes.
Okay. So like Mike is, Mike asks the question to say like, you know, are you like, do you like, should we go back to the room? Like, do you want to take this a little further? Yes. And there I am like drunk on Jamaican sea air. Like, yes, that sounds amazing. Like, all right, let's do that. Like there's rum and everybody's having a good time. And well, what it turns out is that he was asking specifically if I wanted to go back to his room with him. And if Gary wanted to take Erica back to our room.
Damn.
Oh. And like being new to the lifestyle, we like, and again, whatever, like drunk on Jamaican
you didn't know any better?
Sea salt. And just, yeah, we're like,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, let's, we'll do that. Sure. Like we liked them. Like we were all clicking. Yeah. Like we were comfortable. Like there was no like safety concerns necessarily.
It's not that crazy.
But like, yeah, it was one of those like you kind of, you don't even know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, well, like maybe this is how it works. Like this is, maybe this is just what people do.
Oh.
Okay, fine. Like, yeah, let's do it. So, like, we all kind of leave this, like, beach party together. And I remember that Gary and my room was, like, the first stop on this little swinger trek.
Okay.
So, like, he and Erica, like, stop off at, like, the building area for our room. And then Mike and I, like, keep walking because they're, like, in the next building division area at the resort. So I get back to Mike's room.
Okay.
And like not really much pretense as I recall. It was just like, okay, like we're naked now. So there we are. Like he is a really fit guy.
Did he like take your, did you take his clothes off or did he like take yours off or did you both just get naked and like look at each other?
Yeah, I think it was like a mutual like disenrobement and then just like, oh, that's you naked. Cool. Okay. Here we are. But no, like he was like a really fit, trim guy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like this like kind of like sexy, bald, like own it, shaved head kind of thing happening. So I was into that.
Nice.
Like muscular. So like good. Cool. Fine. Everybody's happy.
So he come up to you first?
Yeah. I mean, it was nice. Like, he was, I mean, not like aggressive, like in a bad way, mm-hmm. but he was comfortable sort of making that initial move. Nice. So, like, that was welcomed. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, like, being in the bed with him, and I don't know, like, I don't know if I'm a weirdo about this, but everybody's about to find out. Like, one of my favorite things, I guess, in terms of, like, foreplay, if you will, mm-hmm. I really love just, like, rubbing Ooh. Against a hard cock.
Ooh, like your body?
Just, like, my lips and my clit, oh. like, just, like, rubbing that.
Like, so were you, like, straddling him or something?
How hell,
are
yeah.
So, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. I probably skipped ahead a little bit here, but this mm-hmm. is the more memorable part. So he's Ooh. On the bottom. I'm on the top.
Okay.
And I distinctly remember saying to him, like, if you want me to come, I need to be on top. And I think that's actually when he flipped over. And, like, then I was on top and he was on the bottom, like, as soon as I said that.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I Good was rubbing. Mm-hmm. And at this point in Gary and our journey, mm-hmm. we're only soft swap. So we kind of reiterated that, you know, before this all started. Like, that I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. So, like, the rubbing action. So there wasn't yeah. penetration, but just, like, kind of that, like, sliding up and down and nice.
It was, like, in front of you and you were, like, sitting yes. on it.
Okay. So, like, I was, like, wet enough to provide a little Ooh. Lube. And, like, so I'm, like, rubbing up and down his cock. And so, like, that, like, that's, like, my jam. I really enjoy that. But I feel like guys probably don't for more than, like, 30 seconds. And then they're, like, okay, like, let's, like, what's next? Hmm. But I really enjoy that sensation. So, yeah. anyway. Same. But again, so Gary and I are only soft swap, and I think he and Erica were soft swap as well, because mm-hmm. I feel like we sort of had that recognition, like, before mm-hmm. we parted ways, that that was what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, so there I am rubbing, and it was kind of like a just the tip situation.
Okay, so he wanted to take it further, and you said
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
So and what'd you do then?
So then... Then I, like, went down on him. Nice. So, like, I'm giving him good, I hope, a good blowjob.
I've heard you're really good.
Because so. I feel like I needed to, like, I guess make up for something at that point.
Mouth and hand all around.
It. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So grabbing, like, a little massage of the balls.
Ooh, you did that all the way back then. That, yeah, that was kind of recent for me.
I don't know. Oh, I think that's always been part of my jam.
Nice.
So, yeah. So up and down the cock, there's, you know, just... It's hot and flustered now.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it was, like, pretty good.
Did you work them all the way up, or are you getting to that point?
Yes. Okay. I believe that there was some satisfaction to be had
Did
in
he
this
come
experience.
In your mouth?
Yes.
But why did you say it?
Well, I don't know. I was getting
Own
there.
It. Ah,
there it
Sorry,
was.
Sorry, I'm ruining your story. Go on.
You're fine. No, it's good. So yes. And Ooh. Then, I mean, like, he, you know, definitely was reciprocated. He was,
Was
know,
he good?
Yeah.
Going down?
Yeah. I mean, like... I am not, I don't, I really, I typically need penetration to climax.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. And, like, it's to no fault of anybody, but it's just, that's my thing. So, like, no, it was very enjoyable. He went down on me. I remember some fingers that were very good and movement and, ask, like, yeah. got the clit in
I
there.
Like,
and it
I
was don't great.
Like that combo with the fingers in, but then they're kind of sucking on, like, the
oh,
outside,
that's nice.
Too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Guys, do that. That's good. So, yeah. So, all in all, a very enjoyable physical experience. However,
oh, no.
as we wrapped up, and I, yeah. honest to God, I don't remember exactly, like, I don't know that there was an agreed upon, like, end time or what the hell happened. But eventually, Gary and Erica, like, show up at Mike and Erica's room.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so we're done at this point. So, like, fine. It's not like they were, like, busting down the door or something. But, like,
yeah.
So, like, we all reconvene and, like, fine. Everyone's, like, good friends. Yay. Happy. Good. Whatevs.
Mm-hmm.
But then as Gary and I ultimately, like, went back to our own room, I think it was honestly more so the next day. Because, frankly, by that point, like, I think we were just tired.
To go to bed. Yeah.
So we, like, kind of pass out sort of thing. But I do remember the next day talking about it and being like, well, what did you do? Well, what did you do? Mm. What did you do? Well, how about this? What about that? What about? And, like, yeah. apparently, like, her, Erica and Gary, like, had showered together.
Oh, wow.
And I remember, like, being jealous. Mm. Like, well, fuck. Like, we don't shower together that often. Like, why are they doing? Like,
yeah.
So, like, it was absolutely a learning experience for us. Yeah. It did not really impact the rest of the vacation. It's not like we were fighting or angry with each other. That's but I think good. It was definitely a very important learning experience for us mm-hmm. because, as I alluded to earlier, for us, swinging is really about this shared experience.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I don't necessarily get off like watching Gary bang another woman, mm-hmm. but I appreciate being in the same vicinity mm-hmm. and like being connected at least and kind of knowing what's going on and like sharing the experience, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So in that case in Jamaica, we didn't have that. And it was kind of this like after the fact, like filling each other in on like what happened and like what you do and how is this and what was that. And like it took a second. Like it had been an enjoyable experience in the moment. Yeah. But then kind of, you know, like whatever, fresh eyes the next morning, we were sort of like, okay, like
didn't really like it.
That wasn't really mm-hmm. what we're looking for mm-hmm. out of this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Let's maybe not do that again. Anyway, after all of this, for me, the kind of takeaway from that scenario is mm-hmm. I think it's important to be open to new experiences, but I think you also need to be cognizant of what works and what doesn't. And knowing that maybe you're going to have those couple kind of bumps in the road, whatever mm-hmm. they are, and I really hope that they're not terrible bumps for you, but they're learning experiences. Mm-hmm. Because again, some of this, like you kind of, it's trial by error. Like you're going to have to like take that step and do a thing to know whether or not you're really comfortable with it. So hopefully you're finding good people. You're finding the right people to kind of experiment with, if you will. But I think that that makes a huge difference and helps you kind of move forward, see what you like and don't like, and kind of take it from there.
I still can't believe you guys did that. I don't even know if I ever heard this story. Good for you.
It's going back a little ways, but yeah, it was a big learning experience for us.
Just from like what you're used to doing today, that's interesting.
I know, right? Like now I'd be like, whatevs. Yeah. But at the time, it was a big deal. So yeah, you grow and learn and you'll figure it out as you go.
Ooh, I'm like reliving it all through you. Thank you.
And now
thank
I just want to rub my badge on something.
I need to rub something right when we're done with this. But thank you, Kenzie, for the juicy little story and ultimately learning experience. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to come back in a minute with our surprise question. All right, friends, we're back, and we are going to wrap this episode up with our surprise question. Ooh. Not a surprise to me, because this is coming from some new friends we met from Alabama when we were down in Temptation, but surprise to you, Kenzie. So get ready.
Okay.
So I think this is a perfect question that kind of goes along with everything else we talked about this episode, about mm-hmm. kind of taking the next step.
Okay.
So they asked, how do you transition to playtime? Like you meet a sexy couple, you're definitely interested, but you struggle being the ones to make the first move. Mm. The fear of rejection can be tough.
Oof.
End quote. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably very common to a lot of people in the lifestyle, that transition to like taking the next move. Right. I don't know if you want to think for a sec, give some feedback.
So I'm a little spoiled because my immediate thought answer is get yourself a Gary because he'll take care of that for you. Yeah. Like Gary will just like
go get her.
So are we doing this or not? So, okay.
That works. Gary. That works.
So there's that. I mean, like it actually works, as weird and tacky as that sounds. Mm. Like, I mean, so you can just throw that out if you want.
But if you can't get a Gary.
But if you don't have a Gary, I mean, I can loan him out a little bit. But I think something else that we have relied heavily upon, and we might have mentioned along the way here over some different episodes, we're a big fan of like games. Like sort of like a truth or dare sort of situation, or
that's a good one.
Something that like somehow like is socially acceptable to kind of give you that permission to take that next step. Like, oh, it was a dare. Like I had to kiss that guy, or like
I had to take my top off.
Like, yeah, you know. And I mean, like, I know like that sounds probably silly, but I think sometimes like if you're really new at this, like, I don't know, you kind of like need that, or like that helps a little somehow.
What is one of your favorite dares been? I know we do this game with you too all the time. Yeah, I know. But.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. My least favorite, which is not what you asked, I understand. Like, I hate the, like, do a lap dance for 30 seconds.
Oh, God, I hate those,
like,
too.
I hate that mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to dance on my own terms, yo. Yeah. Mm, but my favorite, I also enjoy making out. Like, mm-hmm. I won't, like, try to challenge your crown for make out whore. Okay. But I enjoy it as well. So I kind of like those dares when it's, like, make out with somebody for a minute or, like, whatever. Like, those are fun. Like, I feel like that's pretty low stakes. Like, that can typically be pretty comfortable. Like, mm-hmm. we're not involving the genitals yet. Like, I
start
think
slow.
That, yeah, like, that can be kind of an mm-hmm. acceptable place to start.
I also definitely think level of alcohol makes a difference,
oh,
too.
Oh, God, yeah.
There's definitely a fine line, but I feel like for me, I kind of loosen up and get a little more comfortable when I have a few drinks in me. Like, it's very easy for me to then just, like, go up to a girl and just grab her and make out with her or a guy.
Heck yeah. whatever, equal opportunity.
And, like, I don't think twice about it. Like, I feel like with a lot of couples, you definitely, if you're hanging out for a bit, you just have a vibe. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of pick up on if it's okay or not to touch a little, kiss a little, just something like that. Yeah. I would never just full on, like, rip someone's pants down and suck them off right away.
No, right.
But, you got to kind of start a little respectable.
Yeah.
And I think with single guys, like, if we get them back to our house and we're, like, I think at that point, it's obvious what you want to do. Like, that is taking the next step. You invite them back.
Yeah.
But I guess beyond that, typically I'll, like, transition into lingerie. And, like, it's at that point, usually single guys know it's okay to touch me. And we begin to take it further. With couples, I think it's kind of the same thing. Like, it usually begins with me going towards the girl first or the girl coming towards me first. And it kind of starts that way.
Yeah.
I think you just kind of got to feel it out a little bit if you're... If you're out at a club somewhere, like, I think it's easier if there's music and dancing and you just get to, like,
you can
it's just
touch
easy
a little more.
To touch.
Yeah.
But if you invite
physical.
Yeah. But if you have someone, like, back at your house or something like that, maybe you do just transition to, hey, we're going to put the porn on or something like that. Fuck it. Why not? Or, hey, let's play a game and we get a little naked, touchy feely that way. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you just fucking get into lingerie and you go for it. Like, you got to step out of your comfort zone. I think I know there's always a fear of rejection and fuck if it happens, screw them. You find another person or couple that you mingle with, but you got to take a chance.
Like, it's, I don't know. It's not the end of the world. Like, you're not going to match with everybody and that's okay.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. You want something, you go for it. Woo! It's hot when you know what you want and you just go after it. So I guess for me, what works is just having, like, a communication all day with couples. Like, it's easier to just say, like, hey, can I kiss you? Like, or hey, you're really hot. And, like, you just move on from there. And, like, you pick up on people's vibes towards you.
Yeah.
I think it's just a lot of saying, hey, is this okay? And you go for it. You try it. And then you take it one step further each time. That works for me.
Yes. Do that. Perfect.
So thank you guys, our lovely Alabama friends, for this awesome question.
Yay.
Please, we are very open to questions from anyone else. If you have any ideas or things you want us to talk about, send us a message on Twitter or Instagram. As we say a lot, we are at FWAT_podcast, or we're at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Please keep listening to us. We love you. Give us a review. Subscribe to us. We're here for you. We'll keep posting sexy new photos for you throughout the week.
Ooh.
And if there's anything you want us to talk about, let us know.
And until next time, get out there and find your twist.